All right, welcome everybody to the God Next podcast, the unnamed God Next podcast still. Today's topic is going to be an interesting one. We just released a video talking about why I don't like EVs, and it seems to have sparked a passionate conversation in the comment section because people aren't very happy with me.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, personally, I'm not a big fan of the electric movement that's going on as well. Being a car person, I like the internal combustion engines, but today we're going to be talking about the Taycan, the Porsche Taycan, and that's kind of a big letdown, honestly.
Yeah, so Trent has more experience with it than I do, just because you've been around them more. Yeah. But from what I have driven them, or from the little amount that I have, I mean, they're nice cars, it's a Porsche, but I mean, the range you get and how much it costs, just...
Oh, yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, they're fun cars to drive, but the range is horrible. I just remember that one time we drove up to the mountains, and it wasn't even a far drive, but I was getting range anxiety halfway there because the battery was just, it was draining so fast.
Yeah, yeah, and I noticed that. And then I've also heard that with the top-of-the-line model, so if you get a Turbo S, it has less range than I think the 4 or the 4S model or whatever they call them.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I mean, you think the top-of-the-line one would have more range, but, I mean, someone in the comments come like, well, it's how the battery's optimized or anything, which I don't know.
I mean, yeah, you could say that it's how it's optimized, but if you look at other brands, their top of the range are making way more miles, double the miles that the Turbo S is making. I think I remember seeing that, like, Turbo S fully charged 180 miles range, which is horrible.
That's horrendous. And that car's like a $200,000 car.
Yeah, I mean, it's advertised. I think it's supposed to be like 250 advertised, but it's just, yeah, it's not living up to what it's supposed to be.
That's ridiculous. I mean, okay, so the Tesla Plaid, which is, I guess, a direct competitor to the Taycan now, starts at like 80 grand.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. You get a car that does 0 to 60 in like 1.9 seconds, much cheaper than the Taycan, better range, and you can charge it everywhere because there's supercharging stations everywhere.
Yeah, and the Taycan, even the base model, which is just two-wheel drive, rear-wheel drive, it's starting, I think, at like 70K, and yeah, for the Plaid to be top of the line, $10,000 more, much as I don't like Tesla, I'm not a big fan, I would take the Tesla over the Taycan.
Same. And I mean, again, the Porsche will have better build quality.
Yeah.
It won't have as many panel gaps or anything. The interior is nicer. Mm-hmm. I actually prefer the infotainment system in the Tesla, though, because the one in the Porsche, I think, is a little weird. Like, to delete your phone and everything after you've hooked it up, it's like this whole, like, it's basically German-fied.
It's complicated. The amount of times I've had to look up on my phone how to remove my phone from a device is ridiculous. Every time I get into the car. Every time.
Yeah. And one of the biggest points I want to drive home that, for me at least when it comes to the Taycan, is how much they hold their value.
Mm-hmm.
So, and again, you know, the other person I usually do this with, Aiden, he likes to hearken on the fact that I'm different than most regular people because I have access to dealer networks, which is whatever. So I've said it before, my dad has a dealer. He has a license, so I have access to Mannheim and all that. With Mannheim, if you look up Taycans, they're not selling. Like, dealers don't want these cars. It's crazy. I mean, I know they had a whole thing where they were catching on fire or something like that while they were charging. But, I mean, just in general, I mean, I see them selling, like, a Taycan 4, like, with a 4-year-old Taycan 4 with, like, let's say 30 or 40,000 miles. It's like a $50,000, $60,000 car. This is like a $100,000-and-some-thousand-dollar car.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's crazy. I mean, of course, you're going to have depreciation, but it's nuts that you can get into a Porsche like this for that cheap.
Yeah, so if you do want to get into a Porsche, that's the way to go. But, yeah, they depreciate really fast. As soon as you drive them off a lot, it's like half gone right away. And, I mean, they also just aren't selling like what Porsche expect. I mean, driving by the Porsche dealerships here, even when I was just back in California this past week, I drove by a couple dealerships, and it's just Taycans everywhere, like, on the lot.
Yeah, I've noticed the same thing. I was in California last weekend, too. You see nothing but Teslas.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I honestly don't think I saw a Taycan once.
Yeah, it varies. Rarely see them. I'll see them in a parking lot. I never honestly see them driving around. It's usually in the parking lot.
Yeah. I mean, they're, like I said, they're nice cars. I like the interior. Yeah. I like the design of them is actually not bad, especially the Cross Turismo. I kind of like the funky, like, hatchback look thing. It's just, I don't know. I mean, for the price it's at, it doesn't make sense. You get just shitty range. Yeah, I mean, like, I'm paying $200,000 for a car with 180-mile range. And I guess the argument that someone's going to make is going to be, well, you're probably not going to try to do as long distance with this. Well, it's like, why not?
Yeah, I mean, if this is the direction we're going in the future, everything's supposed to be electric, you're going to need these cars to be making long-range trips. what else are you going to take on a road trip when they say combustion engines are no more?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Germany had the whole thing of they were going to ban gas and diesel stuff by like 2026.
Yeah. California says they're going to get rid of just gas and diesel cars. I think it's like 2035 or something like that.
I mean, I don't know. I personally don't think it's feasible. It doesn't make any sense because even nowadays, like, just in general, to kind of stray away a little bit from the Taycan specifically, the electric, I guess, charging network in this country is just not there. I mean, Tesla supercharging stations are everywhere, which is great. And just now, Tesla's allowing people to charge on their own, on their network.
Yeah, I know Ford just got it for the Mach-Es and the Lightnings, and then Porsche, I think they're just now starting it as well. And I guess a lot of people who didn't, who bought their car before, they have to purchase new extra parts now, and it'd be nice if there was more access to chargers for the non-Tesla people. I know here in Vegas, we just got like some of the first Porsche fast chargers, and they're very finicky. Like, they'll break down once a day. Like, they have a lot of issues.
Oh my God. Yeah, I mean, I know that a lot of these people are going electric, right? And one of the biggest, I guess, companies that pushed this thing was Ford with the Lightning. Yeah. They wanted to have that first EV pickup truck, and it's low-key kind of flopped. Like,
yeah,
people don't want them.
Yeah, no, driving by the lot today, there was a bunch out there on the lot. I mean, don't get me wrong, they don't look bad. I mean, it looks just like a regular F-150. It's a weird driving experience. Very different than what you would normally expect, especially if you're going from a normal F-150 to the Lightning. It's just going to be, it takes time to learn, to grow, to like it. But yeah, it's kind of a flop in my opinion as well.
Yeah, I mean, you just got to look at Toyota. Toyota's over here, they've never pushed that kind of stuff. Like, they didn't go super hardcore into EV, whereas Ford did, Chevrolet did, Dodge did.
Yeah.
They didn't. And the Tundra's selling very well. Even the new one, they offer hybrids, which we know Toyota's had hybrids forever. And they do them like the best.
Yeah, they're killing it in the hybrid game.
So it's kind of like, what was the whole point of this? What was the whole point of being the first one with a EV pickup truck?
I think that's it right there, just being the first. It's the title of being first.
I don't know. I like I said, I don't mind EVs. I wouldn't want to buy one. They're not something I'm interested in. I understand why people buy them, I guess. For if you're only planning on doing city commutes or something, or maybe doing Uber or something like that, I don't know, sure. But, I mean, for most regular car people like me, like, I can just hop in my car and drive to LA, drive to Phoenix. Just, if I need to stop, I'd stop for like 5 minutes and pump gas. Whereas with this thing, and one of the comments that I saw in the EV video was, well, who the hell stops for 1.5 hours to charge?
And just to think about that, when I used to do a lot of stuff with the electric cars, we'd get them in brand new, and I'd go plug them into the charger, and it would say 19 hours for a full charge. I'd come back the next morning, it's still 70%. And
it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's not a fast charger, but if I'm... The chargers you're going to be getting in your house, you're not getting a fast charger in your house.
No.
You're getting probably the slowest, most basic charger you possibly can get, and that's going to take forever to charge.
Well, because they're super expensive to install.
Yeah.
Like, especially the big, fast ones, you need to tap into, like the, I think, 220 volts or whatever it is, or something like that. I don't know. Again, I don't know. But it's expensive to install it in your house. Most people aren't going to do that. Most people are going to be like, oh, I can just plug it into this outlet and just charge it.
Yeah.
And then, again, it's going to take you 20 hours to charge it. So if you go to bed at night, and you wake up the next morning, like, let's say you go to bed at, like, I don't know, 8 or 9 o'clock, whatever. You go to bed early. Mm-hmm. You wake up the next morning at 6, the car's probably still not going to be charged.
Yeah.
Like, you're probably still going to be at, like, 70, 80%, if that. So I just don't see it. And, I mean, again, like I said, that person in the comments, I was like, well, it doesn't take 1.5 hours to charge. When we did that Mach-E video, which I still can't believe it never got released. I wish it did. But we did a Mach-E video where we took a regular Mach-E, not long range, regular range, from Las Vegas, and we drove it to Tonopah. Dude, we pulled into Goldfield at 0%. Like, talk about sweating bullets. We were sweating because we couldn't have the AC on. There was no... If we lowered the windows, the range went down. And is July in Las Vegas. If you've ever been to Las Vegas in July, you know what I'm talking about.
You're miserable.
You're miserable. We were literally in a hot box. Like, that's what we were sitting in. And we were just like, what is going on?
Yeah, I'm glad I wasn't part of that video for many reasons.
We stop at Beatty, which is like a small town. We're like, okay, cool, we're going to charge it, grab a quick snack or something. Plug it into the regular charger. This was last year, so Tesla wasn't available yet for like Fords. We pull up, we plug it in. 17 and a half hours to get it from 30% to 80.
Yeah, no.
I was like, what? Like, what is going on? I
go to a gas station and get full tank of gas in 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Exactly. It just doesn't make any sense. It's not feasible.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. The Chargers are getting better slowly, but yeah, they're still not able to compete. I know the Porsche fast charger can get Taycan from, I think it was like 20 to 80% in like, I think it was like 20 minutes, which is a lot better, but I don't want to be sitting, if I'm on a road trip, I don't want to sit there for 20 minutes to wait.
Like, yeah, I mean, it's like, I don't know. Again, people are going to be like, well, you guys are just nitpicking. Not really. I mean, these are like genuine concerns.
We're around cars all day long. We're around these different brands of cars. Personally, I worked at 7 different dealerships. I've dealt with basically every electric car out there, and they all have the same issues.
Yeah. And I mean, it's just, you have to think about it this way. With a regular car, right? Let's say you go out and you buy yourself a Corolla. You're probably going to get 100, 200, 300,000 miles out of this car. With this electric Taycan, maybe you'll get 100 out of the battery.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, that battery's not cheap. And it's then, like 30 grand or something like that.
Yeah, I've seen them go through and replace batteries on those cars. It is a whole, they got to clear out sections of the shop to just, and they have to put caution and everything just because of all the volts and everything like that. It's a process.
And then think about it this way. How do you dispose of these things?
That's true. Like, I don't even know. I haven't seen them do anything with them.
Yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's actually ridiculous. But you guys let us know down below what you think. Are we just yapping or are we actually making up some legitimate points? Because some of the stuff I've heard online, people are like, well, you're just coming up with like BS points. This isn't a real world thing. And it's like, yeah, it is. Like, this is an actual question I have. Like,
yeah, I mean, there's going to be questions when going to an electric vehicle because there's so many unknowns. They've only been around for, I would say they've only feasibly been around for maybe 10 years. But 5 years is when they, the last 5 years when they really blew up, seems like. And yeah, it's just, there's so many unknowns about it. And even just driving around the city, I get range anxiety and it's like 5 miles down the street.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I don't know what's going to happen. Because if you run out of battery, you can't just call a tow truck to come fill it up. You can't just go to walk to a gas station. You got to get your car towed.
Yeah. You got to tow it to maybe the dealer or maybe to a charger, plug it in and hope it starts charging.
Yeah.
And then you got to sit there, wait till it charges, because that's a good point. If the, like when we did it with the Mach-E, I was telling the guys, I was like, if we break down,
yeah, you guys were in the middle of nowhere.
Like, we're done, because it's not like we can just, you know, hitchhike somebody to go get us a jerry can and we could fill it. That's not how this works. What are they going to do? Bring a generator to start charging the car? Like, it's ridiculous. What are some good things you think, I guess, about Taycan? Because we've been hating on it.
Yeah,
we have been hating on it.
A lot of hate about
Taycan. To say the least.
Don't get me wrong. I'm a big Porsche person. Like, I do like that brand. I do think the Taycan is a good-looking car. If you compare it to a lot of the electric cars out there, like the Ioniq, I mean, those are good cars too, but the Ioniq 6, I think, is ugly. One of the ugliest cars out there.
Why does it look like a spaceship?
I don't know. And then Teslas, to me, I say this all the time, the front end, it just reminds me like of a fish. I don't know. There's something about the Teslas. I don't like the design. They're so boring. And I think that's where Porsche excels is with the Taycan. You can definitely tell it's a Porsche. Even in some of the design aspects of the Taycan have translated into like their motorsports stuff, like their hypercar and motorsports. It's got the exact same headlights that you'd see on the Taycan. So they've definitely done some very innovative things with it.
Yeah. And I mean, I've driven probably 3 or 4 Taycans. I've driven the base, and I've driven a Turbo S. And I got to tell you guys, it drives like a 911.
Yeah.
I mean, if they got one thing right with this car, it's the driving aspect of it. It drives so tight. It handles so well. It's, if you have to buy an electric car, but you want a good driving car, the Taycan's the way to go.
Yeah.
I mean, it drives so well.
Yeah, you'll get a good driving car. Just don't take it very far.
Exactly.
But yeah, I mean, it was based on the 911, so that's where a lot of the stuff came from, so that makes sense a lot. Interior, actually, I do like the interior of the car. The seats are super comfortable. It's different because Porsche is known for their ignition on the left-hand side.
Yeah.
And they still do it, but now it's an actual power button. And on the right-hand side, that's where I have the switches to put into drive and park everything. It's a little weird.
Little thing.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not a big fan of that, but they're kind of going in that direction with all the cars now, the new Cayenne, exact same way, and the Panamera, the new Panamera did the exact same thing. One thing I do hate about the Taycan, like turning it off, is And it happens all the time. I'd see it. People will just press the power button thing and it turns off the car. You have to hold the power button down or else your battery.
Hold it?
Yeah, you have to hold the button down until basically you have to hold down for like 2 or 3 seconds for it to fully shut off or else you're just going to, your car will stay on and your battery will just drain. Very weird because, yeah.
The more you know.
Yeah, so if you own a Taycan, make sure you're turning it off fully.
Yeah. Otherwise, you're going to get up the next morning and you're going to be at, what, 10%?
Yeah, you're going to be calling an Uber to get to work.
But that's interesting. That is really interesting because I got to say, though, in terms of, like, design-wise, you're right. The Taycan is by far the best-looking one. Because, I mean, if all we got to look at for Tesla is the Cybertruck. Who designed the Cybertruck?
I hate people that say, oh, it's the future. It's innovation, everything. The car looks like it was in GTA 2. Like... It looks like one of the cars I would have stolen on the streets in that game.
Exactly. I mean, looks like some five-year-old literally drew this. Elon Musk's son drew this. Gave it to him. He said, oh, yeah. Well, this is going to be
it. Like, this is it. This is the next one.
Like, what? And I mean, sure, if you're trying to say it's a crazy-looking thing, it is. Like, sure, the full steel body, like, it looks crazy. But you know what else had a full, like, steel polished body? The DeLorean.
That's true, and we all know how that ended up. And another thing, people are like, oh, well, the Cybertruck's bulletproof. When have you ever been shot at? Like, when are you ever going to be in a situation
where you're getting shot? Unless you're a criminal organization, unless you're in the cartel, or a gang, or something like that. Who's going to shoot at you?
Exactly. I don't see no soccer moms out here getting shot at.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's funny to us because it's like, people find the smallest stuff to be like, this is the greatest SUV ever, or the greatest truck. It's bulletproof. Why does that matter?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going out buying a car so I can save myself from gunshots. Like, it doesn't make sense.
If you're buying a car like that, just buy like a bulletproof truck or something. I don't know. Go buy a Cybertruck, I guess. But the Cybertruck to me it's a gimmick. I think it's a gimmick. Mm-hmm. People in the comments are like, no, you just don't understand. And I saw a bunch of them in LA. Like, I saw a bunch of them driving around. But I'm like, what is the point of this?
Yeah. Like,
you couldn't design a normal looking truck? Like, yeah, it doesn't even look like a truck. Like, the back end, there's not an open... I don't think it's open in the back.
No, it's got that weird cover over it. It looks like a ramp.
Yeah. looks like one of the GTA ramps you jump your car off. Yeah,
exactly.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, I think the Taycan definitely, I will say, beats Tesla and all those aspects. The only one I do would say is very similar, like, design-wise to the Taycan. This one makes sense because they all fall under the same parent company, is the Audi e-tron GT. So, that car, personally... I'll take that over the Taycan. I like the Audi.
I do like it. And guess what? This is a little known secret. So don't tell anybody that I'm telling you guys this. You could go to Audi right now, and they're having like $30,000 discounts on those cars. Because they can't move them. Like, the cars aren't moving. So, funny enough, the guy from VinWiki, Ed Bullion, he never buys new cars. His philosophy is, I'm never buying. He just bought a brand new Audi e-tron. And he said, the reason I bought it is because it makes... his lease payment is like $400 a month.
Used car prices.
Yeah. It's like $400 a month.
Oh, yeah.
On a brand new Audi e-tron. Like, that's nuts. That's a lot of car.
And for an Audi, too, yeah.
Yeah. And it's a nice car. I mean, it's basically a Taycan, just with a different body.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've sat in that one as well, and I just like the way Audi does their interior, so...
Yeah.
I'm more...
Very ergonomic.
Yeah.
Like, everything works in the Audis. But unlike some other German companies that... I'm not a big fan of the electric stuff.
Yeah. We're not going to mention them. One thing, another thing Porsche does that Audi doesn't do is, like you said, the Sport Turismo. They got the wagon styles. I do like myself a wagon every once in a while.
Me too. How do you feel about the new Boxster and Cayman EV?
I haven't seen, like, the street legal versions. I've seen, like, the racing specs. Yeah. They're pretty cool. I mean, they look cool. I do like how they introduced the light bar across the entire rear end, just kind of similar to the 911. But from the pictures I've seen of it, they kept the exact same housing that they have on the current car with just a light bar.
Yeah.
They removed the housing. So you've got that weird indent right there. It looks weird, but
yeah. Yeah.
I don't like Porsche going to sports cars being
EV stuff.
EV. I know they said they're going to keep the 911 at least regular combustion engine for as long as possible. They are going hybrid with it, but
yeah. I don't know. I've owned a Boxster. I had a first gen Boxster, Boxster S. It was an 03. It's a great car.
Yeah.
It never broke down, and it was so much fun to drive. I mean, it only had, like, 260 horsepower, but, dude, that six-speed manual, like, in turns, we'd go driving around, like, Valley of Fire one out here around Vegas. Like, my friend had a Subaru WRX. He couldn't keep up.
Oh, yeah.
Like, in the straights, he would take off, But in the corners, I'd just be full throttle.
Well, they handle so well.
Yeah, it was such a fun car to drive with nice tires and everything. I don't know. I mean, I don't know about it because I'm a fan of the Cayman. And it going electric is kind of like stabbing the heart.
I'd rather see them go hybrid with the Macan. They have the regular, and they just came out with the EV Macan.
There is an EV Macan, huh?
Yeah, it just came out. Granted, the regular Macan sounds like it's going to die out eventually.
Yeah.
But I would like to see them go the route where they at least have a hybrid Cayman or 718. And then you can also get the electric variant if you wanted that. But, yeah, I mean, I think the Taycan was basically, to me, it seems like it was a guinea pig for Porsche just to see how they could do on electric. So, because now they're pushing a lot of their cars to be all electric. We got the Macan right now. The Cayenne's going to come out in the future. The Panamera eventually. I mean, I don't know about the Panamera because you make the Panamera electric, it's just the Taycan.
Yeah. So. Yeah, it's I don't know. I'm kind of on the, I don't want to say on the fence, but I'm just like, having driven my old Boxster and having driven new ones at Porsche, they drive so well. Like, mm-hmm. especially hearing that, you know, if you get the flat six, because I'm not a big fan of the flat four.
No.
But, like, I drove a Boxster GTS with a 4 liter, and I mean, it just sounded great. You get that sweet, sweet 4 liter sound. You get the great driving aspect of a Cayman or of a Boxster, like a little mid-engine car. It's just so much fun to drive.
Yeah, they are super fun. I will say I'm not a big fan of how they sound when they're just idling. You really got to get them in the high RPM range to
all of them are kind of like that.
Yeah, even the 911 sounds kind of boring when it just starts up.
It just kind of sounds like a vacuum fires up, especially the turbos.
Yeah, and then with the Taycan, you don't get any of that. Taycan, though, does the electronic sports sound. Have you heard that?
Uh-uh.
Oh, my God. It sounds like you're in Star Wars. it's just a louder hum.
Well, you know, the BMW i5 has a sound produced by Hans Zimmer.
Do they really?
Yeah. So it's actually really interesting. If you watch the video that Aiden did on the channel, the review, during, like, when he accelerates, you can change the different sounds, and it literally sounds like you're in Star Wars. Like, the soundtrack to Star Wars and all that, orchestra, like, it plays that kind of stuff. It's crazy. I mean, it's a gimmick, but...
Yeah, but for the people who do want that sound in their cars, I mean, that's kind of the way to go. I mean, when we had seen this past year, they had those sound systems they put it in a Tesla to give it the exhaust sound.
Yeah.
Granted, I mean, it doesn't sound perfect, but... If you still want that sound and you're driving an electric car, that's the way to go, I guess.
Yeah, it's just oh my God. I just can't believe it. I can't believe they're doing this. They're stabbing me in the heart. Porsche, what are you doing? Really? You're gonna make an electric Boxster and not even give me the option to get the flat six anymore.
Yeah.
It's horrible. It's horrible. But
if you guys keep making the GT4 RS, we're cool.
Yeah, if you keep making that. Oh my God, that's another thing. What if they go hybrid with like the GT cars? That's like
I could see him going hybrid at least because the 918's a hybrid.
No, I know, but the GT3, that 9K rev range with like the 4 liter, that's gone. You go hybrid.
It's true.
So it's like
I don't know. I mean, I don't think with at least the 911, I don't think it's going to happen for a long time. But I could see it happening with the GT4s and the GT4 RS.
Yeah. Have you ever driven one?
Yeah.
You've driven a GT4? I've heard those intakes sound crazy.
Yeah, like those things are. That's where my love for Porsche comes. It's just all the GT cars, of course. The GT cars are what everyone's going to love. But, I just... Driving all the GT cars, they just sound amazing.
Yeah.
And I just wish I could drive more.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah. I mean, they're beautiful cars.
Mm-hmm.
They're very pretty cars. But, yeah, again, let us know down below what you guys think about the Porsche Taycan. I guess we kind of also touched on Tesla and whatnot. But let us know what you think. You will never convince me the Tesla Cybertruck looks good. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, no.
I mean,
I'm just gonna give my personal take. My favorite Tesla I've ever seen was LS swapped. So,
from Rich Rebuilds, I think I know what you're talking about. The Model S,
yep,
with like the LS7 in it.
Yeah, it's my favorite Tesla I've seen.
So. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because everything else is just they're NPC cars.
Exactly.
But let us know down below what you think, and I guess we'll catch you in the next podcast episode.
Yeah.